Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Patrick out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Blitz coming. Gets it off. Flips it downfield. And is caught by Devontae Parker. Did he stay in bounds? If so, it's a touchdown.
What a catch by Devontae Parker.
The Dolphins have players spread all over the field. Five to the left, four to the right. They run it. They throw a touchdown. Unbelievable. It was Sanders.
Bad Hawk.
Hawk threw it. I've never seen that before. Fitzpatrick throwing high into the air.
Got it.
Parker, touchdown.
Can't stop him. Devontae Parker. We've been waiting for that throw in the corner of the end zone. We got it dead time.
Turns in motion. They give it to Laird up the middle, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami.
Wow.
Boy, Patrick Laird doing it all, man.
It's Patrick rolling to his right, looking, throws it. End zone. Touchdown, Gesicki.
Oh, what a throw.
Rolling out, throws it up high for Mike Gesicki. He's got his second touchdown on the season.
He's going to say, I'm going to throw this high and hard. If you don't get it, nobody gets it.
He's going for the Hail Mary. Thrown to the end zone. It's up, and it is intercepted.
Wow.
And the Dolphins are going to win this football game. Chris Lamons, his first ever NFL interception. One he will never forget.
How about that?
And the Dolphins win it 37-31 over the Philadelphia Eagles here at Hard Rock Stadium.
I'll tell you what, it was a fun game yesterday.
Oh!
I gotta tell you, I don't know, it was an odd feeling I had watching that game. I was like, damn, that was an entertaining win.
I've never had more fun watching a bad team.
Yeah.
I mean, like, say what you want. Now I'm curious. Here's what I'm curious about. Because you do realize, as fun as this team is now, the better talent they get, the less fun they become, because now they have the talent to just go out and beat you. You understand what I'm saying? For example,
there's definitely like a nothing to lose attitude right now, which
right.
is why you pull out stuff like the fake field goal.
By the way,
we
did that on every extra point. It's called the swinging gate.
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Wait. As kickers go, he would have to do the no look.
Oh yeah.
Wait, or should I say, as a Dolphins team would go?
Do you think those guys take an extra day of practice this week? Like, they are swaggering.
Oh,
the two of them.
Oh, you know what I was thinking when he went on the field to kick a field goal? I'm like, oh God, please don't miss this. Like, it would just be so bad. Don't miss it.
Oh man, yeah. I don't know. I think there's a couple things that play into it. I think that. The reason this win feels different from the other ones, one, it felt like you beat a decent team. You didn't beat Brian Hoyer, and you didn't beat bum ass Adam Gase, which did feel delightful to me. But you beat a decent team. You kind of crushed their playoff hopes. You took pretty much. You put a big blow into their season.
Pretty much.
And I just feel like overall it was an entertaining game to watch. Like, the other games have been a bit slop, but you know, Devontae Parker, man, that was a superstar type performance.
Yes.
I'm not putting that label on him, but that was the best game I've seen from a Dolphins receiver in a long, long time.
You know what he did? He filled the need.
Really?
Oh, wow.
You're checking him off, Robbie?
Checking him off. 17 needs.
Well, Leroy and I were talking about this right before the show goes on, but here's the conundrum. So you sign him to this two-year deal, this weak-ass two-year deal. It's kind of just like, yeah, we'll see what you... See, we'll just have you around, have him on budget. We know he's talented. Now he's going to hold out for a big contract. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Because I think he's like $7 million next year or something like that. Like, it's not a very big deal they signed him to. And it was team-friendly for this year. They got off on some numbers for that. But now they're going into next year, and it's like Devontae Parker's going to be like, all right, playboy.
No chance.
$4 million next year he makes. There's no shot he's coming to camp.
He ain't holding on.
Oh, all right. Well, you're adorable.
On the flip side.
Oh.
Whoa.
Another number one pick for Devontae Parker?
Hold on, player. Hey, you stop before you start getting number ones for
just one number one. Not two.
Well, I think the thing was it wasn't just like these were just crazy catches and him fighting for the ball. Like, these are things that
we always thought he could do.
These are things we've ripped him for his entire career because it's been frustrating. It looks like he has the body of a receiver who can go do that, and he's just never done it. And now he's just making crazy acrobatic catches, fighting for the football. I mean, he was a game breaker yesterday,
right? By any chance, did anybody realize how much fun old ass Ryan Fitzpatrick was having getting his ass kicked?
He loves it.
I'm like chewing his gum.
Yeah.
Like an old man.
Yep.
Like, oh my goodness.
His helmet is definitely not safely secured.
No! Like that chin strap is like, he has a chin strap around his beard that's not to mess up the nice look.
How is Antonio Brown, how is he banned from football for his helmet safety, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is allowed to basically play with half a helmet? it doesn't make sense.
I mean, what a fun game.
Yeah.
There's two guys that have stepped up offensively this year. Keep in mind, this is done without a damn running game, which is, what are we doing?
Yep.
Come on.
Well, now we got Laird now.
And Gaskin.
There's a revolution going with white running backs. It's all the rage now. Christian McCaffrey's changed the game.
It's better than three carries for 0 yards.
Anyway, Gesicki.
Yeah.
I mean, he had taken that next step this year.
Who needs blocking?
Well, no, but even who's the other guy? The other tight end.
Smythe.
Or, you know, look, they all play a role, and you have to change. You have to interlock and change your role every now and then just to get rid of a tendency.
Well, I think if you were to say, you know, just outside of you have a better feel for the offense or you feel like you have a better chance to win, I think one of the developments with Ryan Fitzpatrick is if this is real with Devontae Parker and if he is finally turning a corner with his career and Gesicki looks like he's turning into something, that is hugely beneficial to having Ryan Fitzpatrick out there, who is a guy who will just go. He's not going to play scared. He's going to go just throw it up. And those are guys who you hope will go make plays for guys who just give him an opportunity.
By the way, a lot of quarterbacks have thrown it up to Devontae. Let's not make it.
Oh, we thought. Right. Okay. This is what we thought Devontae and Jay Cutler was going to be.
Right.
This is what we thought it was going to be.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's coming to fruition. I don't know if he's just a guy like it takes him 5 years to develop. I don't know, man.
I wish. You know, that he would have had the quarterback to make this progression with. Like, yeah. I wish it would have been, because I have a feeling in the next couple of years we're going to say, oh, they just need to get on the same page. That is true. Right, when normally this is usually, the Dolphins will set up pretty good for everybody to make that next jump together. But... I mean, they just got tired of, you know, of having Tannehill.
Yep.
Do it.
Tannehill marching the Titans to the playoffs.
Which let me ask you a question.
Hold on, let Robbie hit the ID, and then we'll get your headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Well, some of you may be concerned about the Dolphins' win yesterday.
Yep.
About how it affected their draft positioning.
No.
Didn't move, right?
I mean, they're four, but had they lost, they would be three. Like, you know, because the Bengals won, the Redskins won. The only team that lost was the Giants.
Yeah, and I think that's another reason why, you know, everybody even like...
Stop!
No, I'm telling you, I think that's another reason why on team, like if you're team tank, like I've been all season, I'm not jumping off the bandwagon, but I think the reason is like... You feel like they're not going to get the number one overall pick. Like, they're already in too deep at this point, unless, like, the Bengals go on some crazy run here with the red rifle.
Well, they keep playing the Jets.
Or the Jets just continue to sink. God, he sucks. I think that that's one of the reasons is like, okay, you didn't feel like you were going to get the number one pick anyway. That felt a little bit lost. And, you know, I think with this Tua injury maybe not being as bad, like, you feel like you're still going to get Tua, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he probably should be there at four. Because you got the Redskins, who Haskins has won two games in a row. They might feel better about keeping Haskins.
Right. Jets aren't giving up on Darnold.
Not especially
Giants aren't giving up on Daniel Jones.
So it's unless somebody magically moves up like Tampa Bay, which Tampa Bay is all the way at 13.
I know. And Tampa Bay is getting like, they you know, they're getting wins over terrible Jacksonville, who was just, I mean, what a disaster they are. What a disaster. $70 million to Nick Foles. Idiots.
I always have questions when the team that you won the Super Bowl with doesn't want you.
Yeah.
Right?
It's funny because they're worse without him. The Eagles are worse without
but
them.
But I will tell you this. Just because Carson Wentz got that money don't mean he's any good either.
No, Carson Wentz has to, if you're a good quarterback, you win that game.
And so,
I mean, they couldn't stop anybody.
I mean,
fair, but like, I think it's one of those things where like, he may be fine, but I don't feel like a quarterback with a team that's supposed to be that inferior to you. I don't feel like he allows you to lose that game. I really don't.
Right.
But God, their defense is horrible.
Well, look, there's a bunch of teams like that where like they can't stop anybody, and you're gonna be in these street fights, you know, trying to outscore another team, which was why. If you watched any part of San Francisco and Baltimore, it was just as intense as a 50-48 game.
Oh yeah,
and it's two good teams that probably could possibly meet up in the end because they are both good. I would say in those instances, you always go with the better quarterback. I mean, you can't tell me
old rematch of the Blackout Bowl.
You can't tell me that. Lamar Jackson isn't more talented than Garoppolo. Garoppolo's one of those guys I throw in the same you know, hat as Goff and Carson Wentz. Like, yeah, they had moments, right? But are you ready to tell me Carson Wentz and Jared Goff are franchise quarterbacks?
No.
Right. And I'd be willing to lean more towards Jared Goff than Carson Wentz. Is it the offense that makes them look that way? I don't know. But that's why, you know, there's so many teams that have so much money invested in a quarterback that if you only have to pay your quarterback $15 million a year, you do it as quick as you can.
What else you got, Robbie?
I'm sure we'll probably get to more of this next segment on 15 Minutes of Heat. But the Heat, big road win last night over
win.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Awesome. Yep.
That was weird-ass court.
That was trust me, I got something for Brooklyn's court. That thing needs to be eradicated by the NBA, but we'll get to that in 15 minutes of heat. What else you got, man?
And I didn't want to bring a somber mood to this good Monday, but the Canes did lose to Duke on Saturday.
Yeah, you know what? It was funny, too, because you guys were texting about it. I didn't watch the Canes game live, and I didn't feel like
you didn't miss anything.
I felt better about it. Like, I didn't feel like I wasted time on my Saturday investing in the Canes because it felt like the FIU game was a dagger in the heart. And I did watch it back last night, like I did the old DVR speed watch. But yeah, that was it was a dreadful performance, an uninspiring performance, and you know, just it's the perfect ending for this team. Just a giant wet fart season.
Question: when you start the season off, right? When the season started. And everybody was commenting on who was going to do what and how this team was going to be a certain way and blah, blah, blah. Of all the things I've heard, and which probably is the most important reason why this team is 6-6, and that's not even counting Manny running his mouth and stuff like that, they're not that good.
Mm-mm.
And one of the reasons why they asked me about the Michigan-Ohio State game, why you ain't talking trash? I said, my team's not that good. I want to be able to go into
how you doing, by the way? You doing all right?
I mean, besides giving up 113 points in 2 years, I'm fine.
No, so not great.
And the first stats I hear is, you're not going to be able to throw the ball against Michigan because their team, they're like second in the nation and getting pressures. Well, getting pressures ain't sacks, right? It's terrible. Like who cares? Like
it's almost.
I made you throw it quick, but when the guy goes 80, it serves no purpose. But one of the things that is starting to piss me off is there's a pattern, and there's a pattern with Michigan, and that is that they lose to the same type of team. Oh, Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State. Go look at their offensive line. And then look at Michigan's defensive line, who averages 260, 270. It's Big Ten football. And in order to win a national championship, you got to get out of your conference first. So that means you fight fire with fire. So you better go get some big-ass offensive linemen, some big, strong defensive linemen.
But Harbaugh's a milk guy.
Huh?
He's a milk guy.
Well, he need to give his players some milk because they all get run dumb-trucked. They got pushed around. Like, you know what they look like? Every time I saw them run down the field, Dobbs, who ran for 211 yards, and it looked like it was like nothing.
Yeah.
That flag football commercial with Jerome Bettis. That was Michigan.
Does
I got your flag! Dobbs, I got your flag!
Does Robert Smith even text you at this point anymore, or is it just kind of old hat for him?
They won 8 straight.
So he just...
Man, it's 8 years. What am I going to say?
No, I'm asking if he still texts you.
15 out of 16 years. No. Yeah. No.
It's over.
No.
You can't make any more bets?
And here's the other. No!
You're in the hole.
It's not called a bet. It's called a recurring payment.
Right. And here's the other thing. Like, but knowing what I know about my team, and I'm going to root for my team, I'm not out there in your face about it.
Every December, Leroy's got his Amazon Prime, his cable bill, and paying Robert Smith on this bet.
Right.
Just automatically.
Deducts. Automatic. I've worn his jersey. I've sang the stupid fight song. No, I'm done. Like, get out of here. Like, I'm just, like, so was I frustrated? Yes. I was more frustrated with, it's almost like I'm not watching Big Ten football with them.
Yeah.
They're too small. And so, but did I think Michigan had a chance in a rivalry game at home? Sure. Realistically, I'm not going to put myself out there. You know, I'm going to just be a fan and root for the best, but know that, like, Ohio State's better. Like, and if you look at Miami, okay, like, you hear the name of the school they're playing, and you just make these assumptions like this is 2000, 2001, 2002.
They are Duke. And,
right.
They are Duke.
And so, right.
Swaggy exactly. Duke.
You know what it's like? And here, I'm going to piss some folks off, but I'm about to do it.
Easy said. Right?
I'm going to name some teams that Miami reminds me of.
Can we save this, man?
We can save it.
We're like way over. Save your list.
I got a good list.
My list
is going to be awesome.
We'll get to Leroy's list.
You're not going to like it.
But we got to get to 15 minutes of heat. He got a clutch victory. I haven't had one of these. Close game, back and forth, on the road. We'll get to 15 minutes of heat. Beat the Nets yesterday. Back after this.
15 minutes of heat.
That's the ball game. Miami comes from behind and shocks the Nets here in Brooklyn. Oh, it looks so grim for the Heat. Miami comes away with a big 109-106 victory here in Brooklyn.
15 minutes of heat brought to you by Comcast. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Also brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selections of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. You doing any holiday shopping this weekend, Leroy? Black Friday? Or doing any Cyber Monday today?
No.
All right, sorry, man.
Did you get that ridiculous deal on that TV that runs out that gets people in the stores?
I love watching the videos of Black Friday,
you know,
man.
What? I said that.
Yeah, with Duarte.
Right, and he was like, no, that's not true. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, you get those super duper deals, there's like 2 TVs in every store. Like,
oldest trick in the book.
Oldest trick in the
book. Bait and switch.
I got waiting some, in line.
I got some good deals on some Vice shirts on this weekend. That was good.
Oh, really?
Hit old JCPenney up. I got a couple of $45 shirts for $15 a piece.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's a 3-for-1.
I wasn't putting my butt in nobody's store. I can wait. I can wait. I know, I already know what I'm getting everybody for Christmas. I've already mapped out a plan. You know, so I'm good.
Are the stores still all the rage these days? Because I thought everybody does it online now.
No, well, there's certain things.
Today's supposed to be the. It's funny because today's supposed to be the big online day.
Cyber Monday.
It's Cyber Monday, but all these excuse me, all these websites.
Cough button.
Yeah, they're waiting outside the door. All these websites. They all do black.
Who that is? Cough button.
Excuse me? It's on back order. Don't worry. Like, they're outside the door. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, and then I took mine out of the box and just laid it in the hole. Somebody put it back in the box.
I put it back. I was afraid somebody was going to steal it and pawn it. It's not going to get used here.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, so the Miami Heat get a win yesterday, 109-106 over the Brooklyn Nets. A couple of big things here. One, Brooklyn was over 500. Two, it was a road game. And I felt like the Heat, like, I was at Friday's game against the Warriors. It was a great win, but they've kind of been there, done that. They have found their super. They're undefeated at home. They're smoking the terrible teams at home.
Low hanging fruit, yeah. Type of deal.
They're TCBing all the way, Robbie. Like, there's no worries.
But that's the sign of a good team.
Yeah,
the sign of a good team is, I mean, rule of thumb is, what do you say in football? Win 100% of the games you're supposed to win, and win 50% of the games you have no chance of winning.
Right.
You know, so, but yeah, they, you know, when a bad team comes to town, they put it on them,
yeah.
And it's from start to finish to the point where everybody gets nervous, like third quarter is coming, and it never really does.
You want
to
know what made me most happy about it?
What?
Here's what made me most happy about it. These bum ass children.
Oh, the fake Warriors fans?
Fake Warriors fans, the 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, maybe even up to 11. All these – you know what drove me the most nuts? So I was there at the game, and I'm watching Tyler Hero warm up, right? And so, you know, Bucket – you know, he's doing his Bucket thing where he's just hitting every shot. And, you know, like a nice little kid shows up in a Heat Vice jersey, good for him. And I'm certain that if you're there watching Heat warm-ups, you're some kind of a guest of the team. One of these kids has the audacity to wear a Steph Curry jersey, floor seats to watch Miami Heat warmups. I'm just like, what an ingrate. Look at this kid. Look at this snot-nosed kid who doesn't even give a rat's ass. And all these parents, you're all bad parents. You know, you lied to your kids. You say, oh, kid, son, I got you Warriors tickets. And then the 7, 8, 9-year-olds, they all think, yay, Steph Curry, I'm going to see him. They don't know Steph Curry's hurt. They barely know how to spell their name. And so then they get to the arena, they go, Dad, where's Steph? Oh, I guess he's out tonight, son. So you tried to get the parenting points, the cool points, with your little bandwagon jumping kid, and you knew all along Steph Curry wasn't going to be at that game. In fact, you probably got those Warriors tickets on the cheap. So not only are you a cheap bastard, but you're a bad parent, and you're raising bad fans who should be wearing Myers Leonard's jerseys, and instead, they're wearing Steph Curry jerseys.
Myers Leonard?
Yeah.
That has to be way down the list.
He's a Heat lifer. We'll get to him in a second. So I took great delight, Leroy, great delight in all these fake-ass Warriors fans having a waltz out the building, having Glenn Frey blaring, the Heat is on, because all the good kids who are wearing their Vice Wave gear, all the good 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, the good Heat fans, the future Heat lifers, they're sticking it through. They're being part of the process. They're not trying to be a bunch of bum bandwagon jumpers like these yahoos who were probably wearing LeBron's back in 2014 and then switched over to the dad shoe Curry's after LeBron left town. Who needs you? I'm glad, kids. I don't even care if you were sucking a binky the last time the Heat had the big three here. Time is up, all right? It's time to grow up. Welcome to sports. Peter Pan time is over, all right? Neverland has hit the building. You have to start paying up on being a fan. You want to be a Warriors fan? Good. Stick this out. Stick this season out with Pascal or whoever the hell that guy is taking shots for
you. Willie Cauley-Stein.
Let me tell you something. This Draymond Green doesn't hit a basket during warmups. He's terrible.
Well, that's because he ain't got Steph and Durant and
Clay
around him.
Nope.
He ain't got no triple-doubles now.
They don't even have D'Angelo Russell. What the hell are they doing?
How many triple-doubles does Draymond have?
Oh, I don't know.
None.
I don't know.
None.
I don't know. But I was so happy. I took so much. Leroy, I've never taken so much joy in children's misery.
Really?
It was delicious.
The Anthony Davis Lakers jersey is on the way.
Oh, trust me. The Lakers game, I think, is 2 weeks from now.
The 13th.
You're going to see a bunch of more of them losers.
Well, no, it's before Christmas, so.
I don't care. No, trust me. Some parents are forking over for the Lakers jerseys. Oh, LeBron, he's here. And Anthony Davis. Although that team is good. I'm not going to. That team is really good. The Lakers. They're good. I mean, they lost to Luka, who owns basketball right now.
Still, I can't. That guy takes a step back, and it's like 7 feet.
Yeah.
Draymond does have one triple-double.
Does he?
One. Back in October.
So anyway, let's get to the Heat. So the Heat win 109-106. This is the big takeaway. First of all, it felt like that game was starting to pull away from him. Joe Harris, I mean, the defense was terrible for the Heat yesterday up until like the last half of the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything started to come together. You had Justice, who was finishing out with Jimmy Butler, which was cool to see because there's been a lot of talk of the chemistry because Justice isn't starting right now, but he's finishing. Those guys defensively were great. Bam Adebayo did not have a fantastic game from an offensive standpoint. I also feel like he's throwing the ball all over the place lately. Like, he's getting a little too cutesy-wootsy with the passes. And I love Bam. You know I love Bam as a passer. But, I mean, this possession at the end with on Spencer Dinwiddie, I mean, this is what makes Bam special, is that you're
guarding
able to
anybody.
Guard anybody.
Right.
And made it look ugly. But the big takeaway is, clutch game, who do you go to at the end? This has been a problem now for the Heat. And Jimmy Butler, he took you home. He took you home.
He did. But I would say this, that part of the reason why you wanted Jimmy Butler, Winslow, and Bam in the game is those probably your three best defensive guys.
Yeah.
And you were having problems defensively. So you put them in and let them ride you out. You have enough scoring.
You have scoring, but you don't have shooting.
Right. But if you don't stop them, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
At that point in the game. So I would just say that this group finish this game because that what was needed. There may be times where on the court, because you have a small lead, you have to make sure that you have shooting and scoring on court. So I think that's kind of where that went. I don't know if I would have Jimmy Butler and Winslow on the court all the time, that I would always make sure I have a shooter. But at that moment, you needed the defense so that you say, hey, I can put the ball in Jimmy's hands. He'll be able to get us a shot. But what I need most of all is stops. Yeah. So I'm going to get my best defensive unit out there.
And especially, like, I tell you what was given Bam fits was DeAndre Jordan. He was giving him fits. And Bam, they were sagging off of him, and Bam was just kind of standing there. And it was just like, you could tell he's not quite at that level where he's comfortable just letting it go. And they were daring him. Like, basically, it was DeAndre Jordan. Like, I dare you. Go shoot.
Right.
And he hit, like, one of them. But not like he's got
not
he's,
enough
he's,
to have the gotta, confidence to keep doing it.
Yeah, he's got to have the trigger enough to go and just and shoot a couple just to keep it honest, because DeAndre was just standing right under the basket waiting, because he's like, I'm not gonna let you do that.
And he's taller, so yep.
He's
so
a big boy.
So that's one of the
those true bigs. They're gonna give Bam a little bit of trouble,
right?
But you know, I think they like the fact of his versatility and what he's able to do on the other end, where he can go out and guard whoever it is, and, you know, it's the give and take with it.
That would be one of the instances where I wouldn't mind seeing Bam and Myers Leonard in a game at the same time, because Myers Leonard could then bring DeAndre Jordan away from the rim.
Yeah, and
Bam could play like the four,
yeah,
and then they'd switch roles.
And Myers was talking about that a little bit yesterday after the game, because he had a couple big threes, and they need that from him. He's also been a little bit gun-shy.
Right.
And, you know, this is a guy who's claimed he'll smoke anybody on a beer pong arena. So I want to see Myers Leonard shoot, but we'll get more back into the Heat a little bit later on. I wanted to switch back into to the football gear. Leroy has his Miami list, as we've been waiting for this. He has teams that he wants to. You have teams you want to compare Miami to? The
Correct.
Hurricanes.
In the history of college football, I'm going to mention some names.
It's going to be the pinky toe thing again.
No, it's not going to be the pinky toe thing.
Right.
But it's going to be
hard truth.
Exactly what I feel when I think about Miami football.
All right, we'll be back with more after this.
Everybody has to own 7-6. There's not a blame. There's not a blame to the people who were not retained on the staff as if it was all their fault. If you wore you on the side of your helmet last year, or you wore it over your heart on a coaching shirt, we are all responsible for the 7-6. Therefore, it is all of our responsibility to do everything we can to make sure that never happens again.
The rules that we live by here at UM. You can come to Miami and for 3 or 4 years while you're at Miami, you can compete for championships every year. Or you can go somewhere else and get your ass kicked by Miami every year you play. And that's it.
We're four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows where we're ranked? Same kids, same everything. Yeah, the rebuild, probably taken out of context. The rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence. That's what we're rebuilding.
FIU, 30, Miami 24. Morgan backs up. He takes a right knee. Unbridled joy for FIU. Desolation for Miami.
2 years ago, Troy went to Baton Rouge and beat LSU, who right now is the number one team in the country. So things can change.
That's going to be it. Manny Diaz will come to midfield. David Cutcliffe beaming with pride as his team snaps a five-game losing streak at the expense of the Hurricanes. A victory won by the Duke Blue Devils. Duke 27, Miami 17. That's your final score. Hurricanes finish the season 6 wins, 6 losses.
Hey,
that was quite a road this year, Robbie.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you better win your bowl game. Otherwise, you're gonna have to own 6 and 7.
That's right. And a lot more ownership.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's like this whole season. You ever get on the wrong side of the wrong train? Right?
No, I can't.
There's a train that is positive but realistic.
Yeah. And said they took a train to Swaggyville.
Right. Right. And they wrote a whole bunch of checks. Right now, their bank account is overdrawn.
A lot of fees.
Right. And so, you know, part of it is whenever you compete, you have to be honest with who you are and be that person. And they gave the indication, or Manny gave the indication, but when the season started, by all the stuff he was talking, that guess what? The only reason why we were 7-6 is because of coaching. We got the talent.
Right.
That wasn't an accurate assessment.
Now all of a sudden it needs a culture cleanse.
Right, right. And
there's a mold problem. Because, I didn't realize what's going
on. Because it almost seemed like he threw it on Mark Richt. That's why.
100%.
Right.
He fired the offensive staff, didn't fire anybody on the defensive side.
And now, not only are you in the same boat, but you can finish with a worse record.
Yeah.
And so you know for a fact that he's going to have one of these bogus excuses as to why.
Yeah, it's every game. He did ask one legit question, which I think we're all asking after the game, where he was asking, we got to figure out why the passing has deteriorated the way it has from Louisville. I think that's a fair question. Now, the linemen were dropping like flies during this game.
Right.
But even still, like even going back to the FIU game,
mm-hmm.
We came out of that Louisville game, I think we all felt like, oh, damn, all right, Jaren's got this figured out.
Right.
It looks like you're all set, and now it doesn't quite feel that way anymore, and I know that this stuff can be very fleeting, but look, you lose to FIU and you lose to Duke back-to-back weeks. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to pat you on the back?
Well,
so
right.
I think from that standpoint of, all right, even with a crap season, you were hoping, all right, but we have the quarterback thing figured out, and I don't really know if we feel like that anymore. I don't know, and I realize he's a redshirt freshman, but it feels like the swings have just been so crazy this year.
And that's the way it usually is with young players. But if you don't stand by the young players, they never have a chance to grow, you know, on the football field.
Right.
So I get it. They've played far too many games with the quarterbacks. Now, I understand that at some point they need to be replaced. You know, sometimes you need to, okay, let's get him out for a couple of series and see, you know, what Nicosi can do. But when you replace a guy with a different guy, so when you replace Jaren with Nicosi, and then Nicosi goes 2 for 9, then what? You see what I mean?
Yeah, you just didn't
do it. No, you changed the guy, and that wasn't the problem.
Right.
The problem was you had so many offensive linemen in and out of there that they had problems protecting. So everything was sped up when, if you look at before, it always seemed like they had time to throw the ball. The offensive line had gotten extremely – has gotten much better from the beginning of the season. And now, right, now you look at them and they're like, oh, no, it's not the quarterbacks. It's not the running backs, right? The offensive line is struggling again. So sometimes you got to be honest and call it what it is.
Why did Dan Enos not have laminated play cards? Why were his plays melting? I don't understand that. Like, I look at on the sidelines, and I'm like,
right.
He got his damn playbook. Is that flopping? What the hell's going on over there?
People have laminated play cards in a dome, like, or if it's sunny outside.
It's just, what is that?
It probably has to do with if you've ever done it. Like, all coaches don't do it, right? It's just a weird thing, and maybe...
Well, last year, I remember the infamous photo of Mark Richt's play sheet, which looked like a Waffle House menu.
Right.
But of course, a Waffle House menu is laminated. So it was stiff as a board. But Dan Enos, all of a sudden, the storm hits, and like he's like looking at it like a folded-up pirate treasure map.
Right.
Like, he can't figure out what's going on. Where's Dan?
But I
Save
do...
Saban dodged a bullet with that one.
I just... Look, this I'm gonna name. Let me name some schools for you.
All right. Oh, here's your list. All right.
Oregon, Boise State.
Boise State. Fair comparison.
Boise State.
Look.
Boise State's better.
Look. No.
Not, you talking about current or just history?
No. History.
What?
Let me explain why. There's a few more.
Flashes in the pan. That's what he's. I guess he's going.
What I'm saying is what. Wait. What I'm saying is that. There are schools that have had stretches, 4 or 5 year stretches, where they were unbelievable. And I'm gonna say this, and I mean this, that Miami had a stretch of football that none of these schools even come close to.
That's right.
So I'm not saying that.
230 for 30s.
But when you think about flashes, you know, regardless of how good they were. That's what Miami does. They're in and out. They're in. Like, you, when you think of Miami, do you think of a school that's going to be consistently in the hunt? So I don't mean for a national championship, but every time you turn, for example, Florida State spent 15 years in the top five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Has Miami ever had a stretch like that?
No.
You see, that's what I mean. So you have your pockets. You have your stretches. When you're really good, okay? The problem is that Miami fans only live off those stretches.
Yeah, but those stretches are still, like, I understand what you're saying, but you can't compare those stretches of good to Boise State and
Oregon.
No. You can't.
See, Ken, here's where you mincing my words.
I'm not mincing your words.
What
These are your
I
words,
said
not my
was,
words.
What I said was is that a couple of those stretches were unlike any other school,
right? But that
I'm
make,
not
but
questioning.
That,
I'm not questioning how great the stretches were.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying, they were stretches. They were 5-10 year stretches, right? You've had two of them, right? In the 90 years of existence of your football program,
you live in those leather helmet 90 years.
No, I'm just saying. Is it not accurate? Is it not accurate?
I'm all for Boise State comparison.
Stretch. This is not a great year for me to stand on here and defend against the history of Boise State.
Wait, how far back are you going to go then? Go.
I go to the 80s.
For your last stretch. Okay.
Where did Schnellenberger take
over, Robbie? You're making my point. You want to go early 2000s? Stretch. A stretch. Two stretches of your program.
Yeah, but they were great stretches.
I didn't dispute that.
Yeah, but you compared it to Boise State. Like, all I remember is like
Boise State. What?
I remember the dude proposing to the cheerleader.
Stretch. A stretch.
That wasn't a stretch.
Because
like,
here's what happens.
That was like a toe touch.
Here's what happens, okay? That in one of those stretches, you had five-star athletes waiting behind five-star athletes, okay? And Miami is to the point now where they don't have that. If you get a five-star and he doesn't prove to be a five-star, you're not going to be very good.
They have five-stars who don't play, who don't give them a carry, even when they're free of a redshirt.
Right.
Lorenzo Lingard.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't they just pick up a four-star running back this weekend?
Yeah, you're not going to play, bro.
Was there any gifs this weekend?
I haven't seen him. I can't imagine.
Oh, he's toning that down?
I mean, I'm not one on social media, but you would have seen it before I would have.
We'll get some get your headlines, caught you up on a busy Miami sports weekend after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.